Ready?
Pioneer Walker.
Ready? Okay. Good evening, everybody. Always a great pleasure to be here. Okay, so my topic for tonight is going to be civil dates, secular dates, non-Jewish dates, whatever you want to call them. The use of them, is that allowed? Al-Pi Halacha. Next Monday, is going to be the beginning of the year 2018. Are we allowed to use that phrase? Are we allowed to say 2018? Going to deal with years. Also going to deal with months as well. So we're allowed to say December, we're allowed to say January, etc., etc. So, pardon? Yeah, let's focus on one thing, yeah? So dates and months. And maybe if we've got a bit of time, we'll touch on days of the week as well, but we probably won't have time. So there are many, many who say, it seems an obvious thing, but the truth is, it isn't obvious at all, because there are many who say, it's also, let's start with years. It's also to count the years, to say or to write even, that this year is 2017 and next year is 2018. Let me explain. So the Chasam Sofer brings in one of his drashas for Zainov in Tovkuf Ayin. Chasam Sofer brings the Ramban, which we'll return to soon. The Ramban says that the reason why we count months from Nisan is in order to remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's every single time when we say, you know, when Torah says Nisan is the first month, surely Tishri is the first month, right? Famous idea, yeah, but yet the Torah says that Tishri is the seventh month. Why? Because we have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12 from Nisan, so that every time we do that, we remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Chasam Sofer, likewise, when we count the years, so there's a reason why we say 5,778. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Gittin that there's different ways of writing dates even on a get. Right? They used to use Minyan Shtaris, which is from Alexander. Right? That's what Rambam says there, and it's the Minyan. Now we nowadays count always the Minyan Bris Eilam, right, from the creation of the world. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's a reason why we do that. It's not just Stam. The reason why we do that is to remind us continuously of that Ikar Emunah, that basic principle of our faith, of Chiddush Eilam, of that Hashem created the world, something out of nothing. Yesh Me'ayim. From which everything else is built, right? So because we believe because Rachel created the world didn't create itself, the world hasn't always been here, that's everything else is built on there. And so every single time when we recall the date, and we write that today is 5,778 years since B'ez Elam, we remind ourselves of that Ikra Munah. Says the Chasam Sofer, and not like those reformers who choose to abandon the traditional way of dating which we've done for such a long time, and instead choose to number, not just that they abandon months, and we'll get to months soon, but they've added years. And instead of counting 5, 7, 7, 8, which reminds us of an Ikra Emunah, instead they count it from the birth of Avayisayish. Right? So they, rather than confirming Emunah every time they count dates, they're instead connecting themselves to Avodah Zarah every single time they say a date. Says Chasam Sofer, someone who signs therefore a letter on which they've written the civil date, they've written whatever, 2018, says that Chasam Sofer, Eimim Chelek Lelkei Yisrael. They are declaring by doing that that they have no portion in the God of Israel. 2017 for now. Now, that then continues throughout all of the, or not all of that, continues through the line of thought of the Talmidim and the Chasam Sofer, all the way really to nowadays. So the first one is the Maharam Shik, who is the main Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer. So he's asked the Shaila about a Matseva. And he says, someone went to put up a Matseva without permission from the Gaboim. And the problem with this, the people in charge have a Gedisha, whatever. And the problem with this Matseva is that they'd written on it in English, in the vernacular, which presumably was Hungarian. And they'd written on it Balayazis, they'd written it in the language used. And they'd written the dates also, the civil date, whatever year it was. So it's a very interesting tshuva, because he talks about who has the right in the Beis Olam to decide. We still have those kind of shailas nowadays. Families say, I want this, and we say, no, you can't have this. Maharam Shik establishes there that a Beis Olam is owned by everybody, and therefore no one person can do what they want if it offends everybody else. That's just an aside. And then he talks about the problem of writing in the vernacular on a Matseva. He says the whole point of a Matseva is that it declares belief in Tchei Sameisim. We say not only is the neshamas alive, but even what's in the ground here is of value because there's going to be Tchei Sameisim. And he talks about the importance of writing Toph Nun Tzadik Beis Hay as well, which declares it to be from Elamah Barnes, Chris Mason. And he says, those who write in the vernacular of Matseva is the exact opposite of this. Now, he doesn't explain why it's the exact opposite of this. And this is quite, I think, quite relevant, as we'll see in the other chumas. He takes it as a given. Of course, that's the opposite. Right? So, of course, by writing on a Matseva in, it's not English, but let's say in English. By writing on a Matseva in English, of course, you're therefore denying everything that a Matseva stands for. Why? Why is it so obvious? Through the time of Chasam Sefer, the Maharam Sheikh, it's obvious. Because the person who is choosing to change, so the whole Beis Olam has their Matsevas written in Lashon HaKodesh, and someone comes along and instead writes, by the way, it's mashal for Maharam Sheikh, I think, that they wrote the whole thing in English. So not like which is commonly done, or Hungarian, you know what I mean, vernacular. Not like it's done nowadays, we have both, but it's all in the vernacular. Why would a person do that? Because they're declaring themselves separate from the Jewish community. They are reformers, as the Chasam Sefer says. So Maharam Sheikh definitely says you can. It's a shame and a disgrace for the mace. It's an insult for the mace. Cover it over. And then he says, and here this is a bit relevant for us. He says, and people, and the extra vote they've done is that they've written the date using the civil date, using the secular date. Because they've chosen to number their years after the birth of Yashka. And he makes a massive chiddush. So the pasuk in Mishpatim, yeah, that says, Hashem Elokim Achem Leisaskiru. You shouldn't mention the name of an idol. And then it says, Lo Yishom Al Picha, shouldn't be heard through you, says the Gemara Sanhedrin. From here we learn that a person shouldn't say to someone else, meet me at this Avodah Zarah. So even in passing, a person shouldn't mention Avodah Zarah. And like it says, the Gemara, one shouldn't cause someone else to mention the name of Avodah Zarah either. That's what, for example, La Halacha, about taking a shut of taking a partner who is an idol worshipper. You're not supposed to do that, at least lechatchila, because if you have a fallout, he's going to have to swear, and then he'll swear by his idol, etc., etc. So it says, very clear, Gemara, that you can't cause someone to mention anything to do with idolatry. And the Sefer Chinuch says, Mishosho mitzvah is leharchik kol inyan avodah zarah, ben b'maisa ben b'dibur, ad shelo ya'aleh zichro b'levavenu le'olam. So the Sefer Chinuch, the reason for this mitzvah is that we should push away Avodah Zarah completely, and we should never ever think about it. Right? We shouldn't say it, shouldn't do it, but we shouldn't even think about Avodah Zarah. Says Maharam Sheikh, if you're writing a dating system, you write 2018. What's 2018? 2018 since, in the Christian numbers. Says Maharam Sheikh, that's at the very least a transgression of this mitzvah of Lo Yishom Al Picha. Says Maharam Sheikh, therefore, it's a terrible thing. And you have to smash the matseva, or you have to at very least cover it over permanently so it's never seen again. There's another, there's Chenev Svi, I think also the same school of thought. He's not quite so strict, but he says, it's chukas agoy. Right? So whenever we have a minute, which is the way you didn't do something, right? So we always count, Shon and Monim Khan, the minyan bris ha'elam, we count according to the number of day, creation of the year. Someone comes along and says, I'm going to use what the goyim use, that's chukas agoy. So he says it's also the issa deiraisa, again, chukas agoy as well. I'll bring another one soon, but those are three for now. Three deis that hold. Chasam Sefer is saying in the way of a drasha, but certainly Maharam Sheikh and the Chenev Svi are saying explicitly halacha, that it's absolutely also to use a civil dating system for the years. It's either chukas agoy, or it's even causing the mentioning of Avodah Zarah. Now, if you get the MH calendar, right, as I was looking into this year, it sat on my desk, the calendar, it says, Tov Shinayim Ches, 2017-18. And so is absolute normal. Right? Everyone does that. So on what basis do we all do that? So the truth is, the preponderance of Poskim hold, that it's absolutely okay. So what do they argue? So the most, the best explanation of the whole idea is in the Yevi HaOmer. So he begins his teshuva with a very long, or moderately long, discourse on whether or not the years actually are what they purport to be. Right? In other words, is 2018 since the birth of Esa Ish, which is originally, for example, what's what AD stands for, right? And he brings Raya's from the Gemara Sanhedrin and other places that it's out. Arguably, it's out by 100 years or even more. So, for example, there's a Gemara that puts him in the time of Rishu ben Prachia, that very, very famous Gemara. right, where the Talmud Shulchan Prachi goes, and he says how nice is this innkeeper, that very famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. So that's talking about Esaish. He's a long time before that time of Yanei HaMelech, a long time before they put it. And even if it's the time of Rabbi Akiva, which is another Gemara, that's also at least a few years out. So either way, says Elijah, it's just not connected to him really. It's just a mistaken numbering system. And therefore, since it has nothing really to do with him, therefore you're not being Mazkir Shem Aveda Zara when you say 2018, or even when you write 2018, make someone else read it. Yeah. So it says, yes, so let's get to that. So says the Be'er Moshe. We'll get to that. This is what Rav Adya says. And then he says, and the Chukas HaGoy argument is also not really a good argument, because we have, it's the Ma'arik. So it's, what is Chukas HaGoy? Now, the truth is, this is Machlokes, but this is generally where you pass, because it's Beis Yosef. And the Ma'arik says, what is Chukas HaGoy? It's something that Goyim do, either which you doing it has no good reason, or it's a matter of pretense, it's a matter of immorality. Right? So leaving aside morality, that's an obvious one. But doing things for no reason, just because that's what the goyim do, is chukas hagoy. Right? So, let me think of an example. So certain things with superstitions, let's say, for example, may fall into that category. When there was a time, for example, when Yidin used to wear black shoes, a goyim used to wear different colour shoes, so to change your colour of shoe, dafka, to a goyish way, for example. But anything which has a reason, anything which you're doing it for a reason, that's not chukas hagoy. So the reason why we write 2017 or 2018 on documents and letters and checks, v'chulu v'chulu, is because that's what most of the world is doing. You know, even, for example, the Chinese, l'havdil, they also have their own numbering system, but they also use 2018, right? Because, pardon? Let's not go down to there. Let's bear with me. They also write the dates, right? So they don't believe in him either. But the reason why they write the dates 2018 is because that's international. The international system goes that way, right? If you use a computer, it's really very, very hard to use a spreadsheet with Yiddish dates, right? Et cetera. That's why we use those dates. Yeah. So therefore, it's not chukas hagoy. I'm not doing it. In other words, chukas hagoy is do something in order to imitate the goyim. So there's no reason why I'm doing it except because that's what they're going to do, and I want them to think that I'm a goy. That's chukas hagoy. Says Rav Yosef, so this business is not a problem with chukas hagoy at all. And therefore, he says, even though definitely it's preferable to use Yiddish dates, but in times of necessity, time when a person needs to, you're allowed to use 2018-2017. Since Eliezer says something very similar, but he adds a very, very interesting point. Since Eliezer says that the Maharam Shik himself was only arguing that it's mentioning of Avodah Zarah if they write at the end, Lifi Minyan HaNotzrim. And I think what he means is writing whatever the equivalent in those places of AD. Right, so AD is a declaration of Avodah Zarah. Right, it stands for Anno Domini, which means the year of our Lord. Right, so if someone writes like the old-fashioned way, like they used to, and they write AD, or they write BC, right? So that, so Eliezer, that's Avodah Zarah, because you're explicitly saying these dating systems that I'm saying is from Esaish before him or after him. He says, but if you would write Limisparam, so he's saying, I'm using the dating system which they use. In other words, just for convenience, I'm using the Goshe dating system. Or Lefimin Hagami suggests, or I would suggest, according to him also, if someone writes CE or BCE, Common Era or Before Common Era. So then all we're saying is, the reason why we're using these numbers is simply because, this is what's used everywhere else, and my checks will bounce if I don't. And so it's easier to write it. And my computer program doesn't work if I don't do it. But according to Eliezer and the Be'er Emor, of course, if we don't have to, we should be using Yiddish dates. And since Eliezer says, really what you can also do is you could use both. So if you use both, so you're writing your letter, and you put, first of all, yes, 8th of Tavis, and then do you think you write whatever the date is today, in the second system, underneath it, then you're Yaitzer, right? So you've made it clear that this isn't really your system, and therefore you're not giving chshivus to avodah zara, and you're not going the way of chukas hagoy, and therefore it is mutter. The Be'er Moshe, the Bitsinarov, also the same as the Chasam Sefer, the same line as Chasam Sefer. He, first of all, he says, since Eliezer is just misunderstanding Maharam Shik. He says, I was there, I saw the Bate Almin there, and they don't write the Minyan and Notzrim. Right? So that whole chatter that the Maharam Shik only meant if you write the Minyan and Notzrim is not correct. And he writes very, very strongly that the fact, first of all, he mentions the fact that just because it's not right, it's an inaccurate number, and you're not really counting from Yoshki, doesn't make any difference. They think they are. And therefore, you're mentioning Avodah Zarah when you say the number. And he says, and it is definitely Chutz Gai. So he says, what one should do is that if one has to write the number, one should write the last two digits, which is very easy to do. So instead of writing 2018, you write 18. Now again, the image card says 2018. It doesn't say 18. It says 2017/18. So the normal minhag is to write it, the normal day is to write this in full. But if you want to be Yetzer Kodesh, you can write the last two digits, and then you're not, then you're definitely not. Or do what Sicilianus says and write the Minyanam or something along those lines. Now, I would suggest, not I want to put a head in this, I would suggest that nowadays it's a tiny bit different. And this is going back to the whole business about whether or not the Be'er point, about whether or not it's real. So really the point of Be'er Moshe is, I think this is your point, is that the Goyim think it's real. So when they think 2018, they're thinking 2018 since then. So what, their history is no good. What difference does that make? But the truth is that nowadays, I would suggest almost no one thinks that way anyway. Everyone knows it's a made-up number, and it has no basis. Academic convention nowadays, for example, is you don't write AD anymore. No one writes in academic papers anymore AD or CE, or BCE. It's considered to be inappropriate. You write CE, Common Era, or BCE before the Common Era. That's general academic convention nowadays. Generally speaking, you will almost see no one ever writing AD. I don't remember seeing AD written by a date for a very, very long time. But going also, the connection between what happened 2018 years ago, supposedly, and the date is gone already, I would suggest. So nowadays, perhaps we can even stronger rely on what Sicilianus says and the Be'er Emes say and say it's okay. Now, just to finish off, last few minutes, we have another problem, however, the problem of the months. So going back to the Chasam Sefer, Chasam Sefer is based on the Ramban, as we said. The Ramban says that the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaLechem, Rosh Chodoshim, is a mitzvah that you should always count from Nisan. Right? And he explains, that's why the Torah always counts in numbers, doesn't give you names. And says the Ramban, when they came back from Bavel, so then they started using Parsian names, Persian names, the names we have today. Right? Nisan, Nisan, Tamagot. Yeah? Why do we use them, Maihai? So the Ramban, because it reminds us of the coming back from Bavel. Right? So it reminds us of the Gula in the time of the second base of Mikdash. Right? Now the question is, how exactly does it understand the Ramban? One way of understanding the Ramban is that it was a mitzvah until second base of Mikdash, when we switched over to the other names. And then at that point, there's no longer any mitzvah of counting names by months by numbers anymore, which is why we use names now. But there are those that hold it very, very strongly and say no. The mitzvah, you can't say mitzvah has gone away. There's still a mitzvah that when you say year, month one, month two, month three, you mean Nisan Iyar Sivan. Now, the question on them, for example, is why, for example, on a get or a ksuba, we don't write Chodesh Harishon Shehu Yerech Nisan. We don't write that. We just write Yerech Nisan. Okay. But nonetheless, it seems that there's certainly Iskun Ramban, that there is a basis for saying that we have a mitzvah really to count months according to Yisrael Mitzrayim. So if we come along and we write the month, so we write 12 this month, then we're declaring another month to be the 12th month. The 12th month isn't this month. The 12th month was in Adar. And we're losing the opportunity, even worse possibly than counting the year wrong, or at least as bad, we're losing the opportunity to remember it's the time, every single time we count to think. So therefore, says Rav Avadya, and the Be'er Moshe, and others, that we shouldn't use numbers. Right, so you should write December. Yeah, write December. Pardon? You can write DC as well, which possibly has been the best one. Yeah, in Okanami, as an ideal. But the problem is that there's very people have heard very strongly on that. Because the problem is that the months of the year, at the very least the first six, are all idolatrous names. From July on, so the best of my understanding, they're not. So July is Julius Caesar, August is Augustus Caesar, and then after that, they're the numbers, right? So Sep, 9, 10, 11, 12, right? But the first 6 months, January through to June, are all come from the old Roman names, which are all named after idols. So therefore, if you say December, well, December will be fine, but if you say January or February, etc., then you're being over even worse than the business with the years. You're saying the name of an idol. So therefore, there are those even stronger say you should have dafka the other way around. You should write the number and not write the month. And whereas with the years, there is quite an easy way out of it. You just write 18 rather than 2018. There isn't really a way out of it. You've got to do one or the other. Except maybe DC. Maybe. Except, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, we do in May. Yeah, it's that everyone has asked their own child how they should write it, and really, I think most people are not necessarily mapped with on that. But that is definitely a thing. Is there a preference there? But it's Makar comes from idols. So again,
the Shabbat is the English do mean the idols. If you call it the same name, I think the French have the real old names, Latin names.
I think they're all based on. They're all based on. So the question is, the truth is, there is, I didn't really have time to mention it, but there is a Rav Yeh who says, warned to Mordechai, that says that you're only not allowed to mention names of idols that are explicitly attributing power and godliness to them, etc. So according to the Mordechai, and it's also brought the halacha, you can actually even say the first name of Esau-ish. Most people are makbir not to. According to Mordechai, you could. But it's it's twisted. I think that's the idea. In other words, it's not directly. So saying also his first name, that he's an idol by them. But nonetheless, it's not exactly saying the name of Edazar. So perhaps that's the header. By the way, even stronger is days of the week. Every single one of days of the week, in whatever language you want to say it, Yiddish also is all. It's the Mazalot, but it's of Edazar. They were all idols. All those names were idols. We don't see it. So Moshe says, Nachanami, don't use them either. Say Yom Rishon. But I've never seen, no one really is makbid on that. So, I think, yeah, you're masked, that's the same. Yeah? Yes, it's this word. Shem Elokim Echem Lesasku, Le Yishomal Picha. Even any kind of hint at Avodah Zarah. Of course it's not Avodah Zarah. But even getting even close to, maybe someone think about, I think the main answer to it all is that these things are very, very far away and no one thinks of them. So that's Sai, the 2018, and the months and the days. But there are people who would say, there are deists who would say they have to map on these things because they're too close to. I saw there was two letters brought to Sefer Shalach HaMinig. One says, your question is about Shalach HaMinig. One question was, you asked the question whether or not you're allowed to use civil dates. And then he brings really the materium and says it's okay. And brings also, the Biyam also brings that there are many, many of the Choyim, including the Chasam Sofer himself, who did use those dates at least once in their letters. Baram Padua, the Chasam Sofer, the Shach. But then in another letter, someone else, he says, Hayatachan, that someone wrote a letter with this secular date on. So that's Hayatachan, the person who went to the yeshivas, etc., from family Chassidim, should write a letter and date it by the civil dates. I think that's the vote. Sometimes we have to use it, and that's mutter. Right? Rav Poskim says it's mutter. When you book your flight, you've got to book your flight using the secular dates. It's going to work otherwise. But what should we use, and when should we mark anniversaries, and when should we mark birthdays, v'chulu. Definitely using Yiddish dates. It's very, very passive for me. It's all not to do that. So now.